This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Today in the Final Fantasy VIII Hockey League, it's the Seed Sitards versus the Galbadian Giraffes. And what do you know, David? It looks like it's going to be a first one today.
That's right. That's right. Squall Lionheart, leader of the Galbadia Giraffes, have done their damnedest to cement their place in this league. They lead the league 7-2. That second loss right there was in overtime against the Canadian hockey team.
I don't even know what Canada is, Dave.
That's not even a real place.
What's a Canada?
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes. Undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition, these works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fanfiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fanfiction.
Been three that were like, these are the scariest creepypastas ever.
Wait, what are the scariest creepypastas ever that are not scary?
Spoilers. Don't be telling people that. Don't be telling spoilers.
Oh, okay, well.
Those emails that your mom sends you, those are the creepypastas.
It feels like a Mongolian horde is slowly conquering the different sections of my stomach. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. This is a mature podcast. So, David, what's our bumper tonight?
This podcast is rated M for mature, so put your kids to bed and give them a little SpongeBob.
That was really terrible, and you should kind of work on them more.
Do not ever give your kids a little SpongeBob.
I can't even describe what happened. So my audio like started buzzing as soon as David's finished saying M for mature, and then the next thing I heard was something SpongeBob, and that was the perfect bumper.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Tonight we'll be continuing with part two of Gamers Fantasy 8, a Final Fantasy 8 fan fiction. Joining me tonight, our readers are Roy, David, Logan, Benzer, from last week, Sean, and newcomer tonight, Cameron. I'm Steve-O, as you all know, for better or worse, and our referee, as always, will be Valerie.
And now let that be the last sound she actually makes. That's not a buzzer.
It's not a buzzer. I still need to install buzzer software that's going to make like really annoying Looney Tunes sound effects at us.
No, you don't.
I'll never use it.
You have to use it.
No, because it's stupid.
It's not stupid. You're stupid.
I'll use my mouth!
Oh my god, please stop. I don't want to have to start drinking already.
Well, this is sort of like Rocky Horror, newcomers rule. Cameron, you get to read first.
No,
Roy needs to lead.
All right, Roy needs to leave first. So, Cameron, you get to read second because Roy has seniority.
Okay. Is there really an honor? I mean, honestly, with this show?
Fuck yeah. Anyways, Roy, go ahead.
Part two of three. Selfie. So I can't get over that name, even if it's a real like character. Selfie was sitting in her room in Balamgarh, lying on her bed and staring at the ceiling. It had been 2 weeks since her encounter with the Minotaur brothers, and she was still reeling from the amount of stuff that had happened to her. Colin, being thrown in jail, destroying a missile base, always being blown up in said destroyed missile base, liberating a town, and having a tier 4 reunion with the survivors from Travia Garden.
Okay, quick
then,
interjection.
The real kicker was the fact that she, Squall, Safer?
Yeah, whichever.
Safer, but quick interjection. So instead of writing the stuff between part one and part two, he basically just summarized, like, almost
it summarizes
important.
Most of the frigging story that happens in game. So
nobody yeah, cares. That's pretty much
exactly. Nobody cares.
Then the real kicker was the fact that she, Squall, Safer, and the others had all grown up in the same orphanage, and the sorceress turned out to be their old caretaker too. And soon that's going to be like that would be like a daytime soap opera twist. Irvine had been right about GF's taking memories. I don't think there should be an apostrophe there. Of course, when she thought about GF. S, she thought about Sacred and Minotaur. Her hands were slowly creeping down to her panties. When Squall knocked on the door, she yelled as she shut up and tried to act normal. "What's up?" she asked as she opened the door for him. "Here to declare your love for me?" She giggled at his look of disapproval. "I believe that would be Irvine's job, not mine," replied Squall.
So now he just died.
Yep, no! That is tragic. Australia fell into the ocean today. Roar of Fortitude was there.
What was the last thing that I said?
Yay! I believe that would be Irvine's job, not mine.
Yay, a rejoinder. And that's not a word, is it?
No.
A rear end joinder.
Rejoinder? Yes, it is. Rejoinder is a word.
It is a word.
Okay.
A rejoinder, said Selfie happily. Not a very good one, but you're getting a personality. Squall glared at her, so she cleared her throat and asked, "What do you really want?" I want you in the battle party when we invade Galbadia Garden, said Squall. Woo! Squealed Selfie. Why? What's the occasion? Did I do something good without realizing it? Squall sighed as he ran his fingers through his hair and said, "Just be ready in 20 minutes. Zell will be coming too, so don't pick a fight with him." I would never do such a thing, said Selfie indignantly at the door since Squall closed it before she could open her mouth. How slow do you have to be to respond?
She has a disorder. Just don't make fun of her.
She frowned as she sat back on her bed. I wonder why he wants me to join him and not Renoa. Probably because he doesn't want any harm to come to her. She thought about it for a short while before sitting up. That's right. She could become the next sorceress. Now, this is before the close quotation, so she said this parenthetical statement. I don't remember if they know that yet, but it seems a good reason in character to keep that little pissant Renoa out of the story as much as possible. We've got to keep her away from Edea. Edea? Edea. She quickly grabbed her huge nunchakus and exited the room to join Squall on the bridge.
I'm sorry, can you
they still smell like vagina.
Hooray!
You're late, said Squall as Selfie entered the bridge. You don't enter a bridge and... He said 20 minutes, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
How did it take her 20... What are you talking about? Asked Selfie angrily. You asked to be here in 20 minutes 10 minutes ago. Oh, good. She's on par with me. Squall looked back in surprise before turning around and mumbling. Thought she was, Selfie stuck her tongue out at him, used to the fact that he wasn't the type to apologize. The door burst open a second later as Zell ran into the room and crashed right into Selfie, causing them to both fall to the ground.
Crash.
In a crumpled heap. Squall looked back at the two and sighed. Today, people, he said. Is Squall just in whatever game this is from, is Squall supposed to just be a really... real downer?
He's a lone wolf and he doesn't like dealing with people, but he has to lead the party and he hates having to deal with them because he thinks that they're all stupid.
Why does anyone play Final Fantasy?
Why does anybody?
Because they're angsty teenagers who can relate.
Pretty much.
I'm so sad that I have a penis. I wish I had a vagina instead.
Get off of me, snarled Selfie as she pushed Zell off and stood up, making sure her hair still had that weird curl on both sides. Why she cared so much is a little weird. Irvine had said it looked good on her, so she actually started to like it. A bit obsessively, apparently. She looked down at Zell and saw he was still lying there with a look of shock on his face. What's the matter with you? She asked.
White cotton with pink polka dots, mumbled Zell.
Selfie turned beet red before she slapped him and screamed, You pervert! I thought I asked you to not fight with each other, said Squall testily. Actually, I think that Selfie was in the right about that, said Nita as he looked away from the controls for a second to give his opinion. This person was apparently in the scene. Quite right, said Sid with an amused grin. Sid, that recurring character who's not the same character, but is that a young man should know better than to tell an entire room the color of a girl's panties. That's what I'm doing wrong in my relationships.
Apparently.
Yay! Said Sophie happily as she waved her hands in the air, like she just didn't care. Thanks you guys. She gave Sid and Nita high fives before looking at Squall. Do you have anything to say to me? Don't do it again, said Squall. Later, bitches.
Bye, Roy.
Bye, Roy.
Anyways, next up is Cameron. Cameron, start reading it. Don't do it again, said Squall, and I will tell you when you're done.
All right. Don't do it again, said Squall. Sophie pouted, but she knew it would only be the closest thing to get to an apology. Have we arrived yet? Almost, said Nita. The Galbedia Garden is just up on the horizon. Okay, said Squall. He grabbed up the comm and said, the Squall, this is the Squall.
Oh, that's a drink right there.
There's no problem. Your first of many, good sir. Welcome to the club.
And you will also be hit with a club.
Ow.
Or a spade. Jesus. I don't know. Oh my god, stop the burping into the mics!
You're gonna get banned.
This is Squall Leonhardt. Prepare for the attack on
and
the...
And attack.
It's all downhill from here.
Might as well leave the top off. By the Galbadian army. Everyone with seed rank, protect your juniors. Secure all the entrances and exits that are actually defensible. He looked at Zal and smirked before saying, and make sure the hot dogs are safe. That'll be all.
What the?
Oh, he made a joke.
What kind of military order is that?
Sir, we need to protect the hot dogs.
No one touch my hot dogs. I love my hot dogs.
Private, make sure those hot dogs are safe. Because if they
are... Yes, sir, I'm sorry, sir.
All right, now you may continue reading.
Sophie giggled as she said, I can't believe you want to protect the hot dogs. I'm just trying to lighten the mood a little, said Squall. Quite a few of these people have never seen real combat before. That's the last thing we need is someone getting so nervous that he or she panics.
So the number one thing we have to do is make them feel like it's a joke.
Obviously.
Yeah. Or is a joke, obviously.
Sophie nodded and realized that Squall really was a decent leader after all. So what do we do? She asked. Quistis, Irvine, and Renoa are already organizing the defenses of the garden, said Squall. We are going to wait here until we know that
Blabble. Chipotle.
Garden.
Yeah, just call every word you don't know Chipotle.
Or madness.
The battle with Chipotle.
Garden is safe, and then we'll head over if there's a group that's in distress and the others are busy, we'll help out the best we can. Sophie and Zeal nodded. Suddenly, both of them becoming professionals.
Professional. There's no S there, yeah.
I am magic. Yes.
I don't expect us to see much action before we enter Galbadia Garden.
Chipotle Garden.
Chipotle Garden.
Olive Garden. Panera.
It's word, not compound word.
Cameron, please read until you find a word that you're having trouble to pronounce, okay?
Okay. But stay on your toes. You'll never know what's going to happen. The battle with the...
Penis.
I heard four penis, so that sounds great.
With the four penis, yes.
Army went rather smoothly. Both teams did their best to help out the others in trouble.
Those in trouble.
And because of that, there were few casualties. And other than Squall being a trooper off while they were both suspended on a wire...
Arthur, are you sure you really want to go with beating a trooper off as your turn phrase there?
Yes.
Yes.
Totally.
Look. I came for some troop beating off, and I'm going to stay until there's some troop beating off.
Well, there you go. Literally.
On a wire hanging out of the emergency exit. Nothing.
Gay. Penis.
Exceptionally exciting happened with the outer. Defense is gone.
Sir, we must protect the outlet. It's 220 vac.
Hey, man, I've been zapped by 220, dude. I've been zapped all the way up to 550.
Ooh,
and you still can grow hair on your testicles?
Yeah, man. My super-powered testicles. By the way, 550 doesn't tickle. They actually had to hit my hand with a cane in order to get me off of it.
Well, you were getting off to it.
A cane in order to get me off.
Yes, that's the only way I can do it now.
Lamb Garden was able to dock with
Skeenus.
I'm laughing at the docking part. This is me, alright?
Yes.
Well, that is what you do.
Yes.
And Squall, Zeal, and Selfie easily boarded it. They had only all gone three.
They had only gone three.
Three steps.
Olive Garden.
When they were attacked by a pair of creeps and
Jelly.
Monsters are
a giant penis.
Monsters are here too, grumbled Zeal.
All right, passing it off to Sean, our VIP from last week, all because Brad couldn't show up today.
I hope the students are right, said Selfie. Talk later, fight now, snapped Squall, as he cut a creeps in two, blasting it for good measure. The three ran through Galbadia Garden, helping students who were just trying to get out, and fighting others who were working for Ida. They found that a lot of doors were locked, but a few of the students had card keys that allowed them to get further along. They ran through the hockey rink.
Wait. That's not canon. There was no hockey rink in Final Fantasy VII. They
were going to go fight over there by F8? The boys.
Yeah, I know, right?
They had the boogie-ass fucking surf hoverboards. That was it.
Today in the Final Fantasy VIII Hockey League, it's the Seed Sitars versus the Galbadia Giraffes. And what do you know, David? It looks like it's going to be a fierce one today.
That's right. Squall Lionheart, leader of the Galbadia Giraffes, have done their damnedest to cement their place in this league. They lead the league 7-2. That second loss right there was in overtime against the Canadian hockey team.
I don't even know what Canada is, Dave.
That's not even a real place.
What's a Canada?
All right. Okay. Tangent over, Sean.
That was fucking awesome.
Zell sliding halfway on his butt and down a hallway before they came to a screeching stop. In the middle of the large central room was Guardian Force, just sitting there and staring at them. It was a large three-headed dog about the size of a husky.
Growl.
It wasn't the size of a husky. It was like
the
five
room.
Times. Yeah, it was like taking the entire room.
Nobody cares about your stupid game.
It's not even my stupid game.
Yeah, it's like Tetsuya Nomura's stupid game.
Yeah!
Produced by Hironobu Sakaguchi.
So, The official Friday Night fanfiction shirts are going to be the Galbadia Giraffes.
Yes! And what was the other one?
Oh, the Seed Sitars.
The Seed Sitars, like the guitar or the horseman?
As in, like,
man?
The Indian ethnic instrument, a sitar, yes.
The guitar thing, not the horseman's. Got it.
What do we do, asked Zell? Ignore it for now, said Squall. We don't have time to deal with it. We'll come back and take it on after we defeat Ida.
We fuck it.
Oh, God, is that going to be foreshadowing?
What? Oh. My we fuck it comment? All right, or
let's just roll with it. I really kind of want to see where this is going.
I don't think we can do that, said Selfie. Why not? Asked Squall. I just have this feeling that if we don't get him now, we won't get another chance, replied Selfie. What's that you've got behind your back? Asked Zell. Nothing, said Selfie, as she tried futilely to hide a silver-colored book.
Ah oh, ha ha, gamer guide.
You're reading the player's guide, snapped Zell, as he tore it from her hands. You cheater. He thought about it for a second before opening it up to the beginning and saying, I wonder what it says about me.
I'm drinking for horrible fourth wall humor.
Yes.
Squall looked down between the two and with a look of pure confusion on his face before sighing and saying, fine. But we don't have the time to fight this thing.
That's a drink.
He thought about it for a second before coming to a conclusion. Selfie, you take it on. You got the brothers to join us. Just do the same thing with this guy.
Oh, No!
I was just waiting for that.
I need a drink. But started Selfie, but Squall wasn't listening.
But you said but.
But.
He walked over to the small glowing orb in the center of the room and touched it. Would you like to save your game, it said?
No.
Squall sighed and rolled his eyes. Yeah, whatever. I just want to. He started before he was cut off again. Checking memory card, said the orb. Squall angrily tapped on the orb. After what felt like an eternity, the orb said, slot one or two? Slot one, said Squall, and waited another few minutes for the orb to make its customary ding before saying, Nida, are you there? Right here, boss, cracked Nida's voice over the orb. What are your orders? Teleport Quistis over here, said Squall. Roger, said Nida. Who's coming back in her place? No one, said Squall. Is that even possible? Asked Nida. Try it, said Squall. Squall could actually hear the shrug when Nida said, Yes, sir. Squall backed away from the orb and folded his arms, tapping his foot impatiently. A few minutes later, Quistis appeared in front of them in a flash of light. What's going on? Asked Quistis. Has someone been kidnapped? No, said Squall. We got another guardian force that needs to be defeated. I'm leaving Selfie in charge of doing that. She handled the brothers so well and had such a great compatibility with them. I feel confident that she'll be able to handle this one, too. You're coming with me and Zell to fight Ida.
Oh, that's fine. We're just going to leave this young, helpless woman who barely made it out of a cave-in with two minotaurs alive to help handle this three-headed dog.
Yeah, and he'll probably have three heads, if you know what I mean.
All right. You're done, Sean. Thank you for the read. We will come back to you when we do our second round again. All right, it's my turn. Quistis looked over at Selfie, who looked like she was going to cry, and quickly said, Are you sure I can't help her out? You can take Irvine or Renoa with you. It's bad enough that you're here right now, said Squall impatiently. Palam Garden can't lose any more talented fighters for defense than it already has. Now come on! Hang on, said Quistis as she ran over to Selfie. Squall rolled his eyes but went over to Zell, who was still flipping through the player's guide. He snatched the book and scratched his head as he tried to understand the point of the Chocobo Forest minigames. I'm so sorry about this, said Quistis as she gave Selfie a short hug. I wanted to be here for you. But I can't without the orders. The other blah, 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 blah.
You had it right. Why did you fumble? You're terrible.
I'm getting nervous about the sex. Slot one or slot two? You tell me, baby.
Is it slot?
Wild card. My favorite.
Why can't it be either? Like
that's slot three.
Wait, can I save to both?
Yeah.
She did last episode.
She loves it when you save to both. That's backup right there, man.
Should I overwrite the existing file?
Hell yeah, you should.
But I can't without the others becoming suspicious. I know, said
fucking
Selfie.
Fucking just do it on the sly.
And I appreciate that. The others wouldn't understand. But this doesn't feel right. It's still too soon.
It's been 2 weeks.
Look, Selfie. There are other girls out there who never get there over their first encounter and refuse to have any fun with others after that. No matter what you try to do for them, they just bottle themselves up inside and latch onto small things that are completely meaningless without the whole.
He sounds like he has very...
Without the hole, you said a hole.
But this is a she. Quistis is a she, right?
Yeah.
Yes, she's also a dominatrix.
Okay.
Well, she has a whip, so everyone assumes, yeah.
No, she's a dominatrix.
Calm down, Dave. Just because you've seen things on the internet doesn't make it true.
It totally does. Have you read Wikipedia?
I have not read
Wikipedia.
Yeah, thanks. You don't want to be one of them, do you? Are you speaking of someone in particular? Asked Selfie as she looked at the anger in Quistis' eyes. Yes, I am! Quistis said Quistis a little harshly. God damn. There's nothing bad here, I'm just screwing up on the ordering. She calmed down and said, Just think about it as harmless fun, and it'll go much more smoothly. But what if he's not interested? Well, take a look at him. What do you think of him? I think he's pretty hot myself.
Because he's on fire.
Selfie looked over at the creature and had to admit that he was attractive. She licked her lips and said, Yeah, he's really cute. She blushed as she looked down at the floor.
Well, just don't get so emotionally attached to this one and you won't be so bad off, said Quistis with a grin.
She kissed Selfie's forehead and said,
Good luck. I'll try to get these two lost for a short while to give you more time.
She gave Selfie's hand a reassuring squeeze before she ran over to the other two and grabbed the book from Squall's hands, quickly flipping to the maps in the back.
Is she about to eat that dog's cock?
Hell yeah, them hot dogs.
Of course hot dogs. That dog is the keeper of hell. You gotta be hot.
She looked over the map of Galbadia Garden before pointing to the door opposite the one they had entered from and said,
According to this, Edeus should be that way. Let's go!
Right, said Squall as he followed Quistis. Using maps, muttered Zell. Fine. But I don't want to see you reading any boss strategies. The three ran out of the room, leaving Selfie and the Guardian Force staring at each other.
Hi!
I don't know why, but Selfie now sounds like Mickey or Minnie Mouse.
Oh!
Or Mickey Mouse, either one.
You want me to take you to my magical kingdom of adventure? Which slot do you want to put it in me? Oh, God.
If you wish for me to join you, then show me what you've got.
Why did you suddenly become Emperor Palpatine?
Because the dog is Emperor Palpatine.
Fair enough.
So Mickey and Emperor Palpatine.
All right.
Well, it makes sense considering Star Wars is now owned by Disney.
And yeah, but it's still not a nice image. All right, so here,
the middle head is Emperor Palpatine. The left head is going to be Alan Rickman. Take a chill pill, dude.
That's the worst Alan Rickman impression
it's
ever.
It's fine. I'm setting this up for you, not for me.
When he said, show me what you've got, I just pictured them starting to, like, dance.
Just said.
Show me your moves!
Show me what you got!
Well, it sounded like a challenge,
said the middle head sheepishly.
You think his snoring sounds like a challenge, you dolt,
said the right head. And David, I'm passing it off to you.
For the Monty Python.
Woo-hoo!
Remember, left head is Alan Rickman, middle head is Palpatine, and right head is Hodor.
Hodor?
Sure.
Hodor.
I do not snore.
You totally snore. I've heard you.
That's the...
Wow, you got really fucking mad about that.
Now, what was it? You do snore?
The line you're looking for is, I do not snore.
Okay. I do not Final Fantasy. Now, you said Alan Rickman for the left head?
Alan Rickman for the left, Palpatine for the middle, dumb guy for the right.
All right, now before we start, I have to talk to you about something. What I'm about to do is incredibly stupid, for I have acquired...
Moonshine.
Yes, actually.
Oh, God.
Estimated 160 proof.
Well, he does live in Georgia, so...
Estimated 160 proof.
Dave, let's be real. You can't even handle, like, two beers.
He's gonna sniff it and pass out.
Yeah, so that's why I'm only putting maybe a shot and a half worth in my cup and mixing the rest with some root beer.
You are gonna die because you're such a lightweight.
Hey, Logs, maybe a vote of confidence every once in a while, hon.
Nah, hon.
I do not snore, said the left head angrily. Guys? Asked Selfie timidly.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything important, but I actually, would you like to join us?
I actually would like you to join us.
Aha! Said the middlehead triumphantly. It was a challenge. I told you both so.
Was Hodor the right head?
Yes.
Hodor. Okay. It's going to be Soldier.
Propane!
Shut up and let her speak! Said the right head. What were you saying, dearie?
Well, my friends want me to get you to join us as a guardian force,
said Selfie.
It's just me, so if you want to fight, then I don't think I could win.
Middlehead scowled and said, Hey, you're not one of them, are you?
Huh?
Asked Selfie.
No way, said the Middlehead. I'm not into humans.
What? Wait. Oh, shit. Damn it, I was hoping I could get through the whole thing without drinking, but nope, here we go.
It's fine.
You already made a stenank.
Oh, God.
He was reading, and
all right, that's pretty good. Pretty good. All right.
Mine is the whole dying part.
What?
Asked the right head.
Are you crazy? She's a very attractive young lady.
I have to agree with righty, said the left head. She's really hot. We'll take her if you don't want to.
Wait, what? Asked Selfie. You know all about it?
Well, yeah, said the right head. We're a guardian force, so you have the scent about you of
and
someone
you
who's...
you have the scent about you.
Fuck, beans.
No!
We're a guardian force, and you have the scent about you of someone who's experienced with them.
Well, only a pair of them,
mumbled Selfie.
Sacred and Minotaur.
You took the brothers, asked the left head.
Impressive.
So, did they do well for you? Hey, are you okay?
Annie,
are you okay?
Annie, are you Oakley?
Are you Wookie, Annie?
Are you Wookie?
Selfie shook her head as she sat down on the floor and hugged her knees to her chest, tears sliding down her cheeks. The middle and right head looked over at the left one.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't do anything.
They were her first, you moron,
said the right head.
Even I know that she must have loved them,
said the middle head. The creature slowly padded over to Selfie and laid down next to her. The right head nuzzled her arm and whined a little. The middle head looked disgusted.
What's your name? Asked the left head.
I'm Selfie, she said. Selfie Tillmitt. And yes, I do love them. But I don't even know if I'll ever see him again. And now Squall wants me to love you, too.
So, wait, she's Squall's personal sex ambassador?
Apparently, yeah, but
is this how the
that.
UN works in, like, Guardian Force human relations?
No, it's just an excuse so that she can fuck them. You're not paying attention to the story, Steve.
Have you never done a single soap opera, Steve?
No, I've never done a single
soap
opera.
It's called
Steve was terrible.
I know he doesn't know what he's asking me to do, but I can't do that to myself. But I don't want to let the others down either.
Fuck the others, said the middlehead, causing everyone to look at him.
You're done.
What?
You're done. Logan's turn.
Ha! Logan, you get the smut. Eat a dick.
Okay.
Next episode, Logan eats the dick.
What am I searching for?
You're searching for what?
Oh, that's helpful. That doesn't appear many, many times in this fiction.
It's a line after fuck the others.
Fuck the others.
We're rolling tonight, boys.
What? Ask Sophie. Your friends have no right to put you in a position that will cause you this much pain, said the middlehead. You should learn how to stand up for yourself a little better. Maybe then you won't be walked all over like that gunblade-wielding asshole did when he tried to protest earlier.
Oh, you do care, said the right hand.
Said the right hand.
Said the right hand.
So wait, is this Bill from King of the Hill?
Yep.
Shut it, snarled the middle head.
Selfie smiled as she scratched behind right head's ears. What's your name? She asked them.
We're Cerberus, said the left head as he flopped into her lap.
Wait, the left head is Alan Rickman.
No, he's not.
Oh, but you see, Logs is Alan Rickman, much like yours is terrible.
That's not what fucking Alan Rickman sounds like, you dumbass.
Left is that Alan is? Rickman, right is the dumbhead.
Okay, no, you're the dumbass. No, shut up.
You
smell real good. Thanks. Selfie?
What the fuck is it like?
You idiot. That's not a good pickup line.
David!
Hello, Judy!
It wasn't a pickup line, said the left head defensively. She really does smell good. Deny it all you want, but you agree with me.
The right head nuzzled up.
The right head nuzzled under Selfie's chin and sniffed. Yeah, she does.
Don't you have something to eat, Logan?
Yes, I do. I'll eat when I'm done. I don't care, Steve. I haven't opened the yogurt yet.
Out of context, it's kind of sinister.
Hey, what are you doing? Asked Selfie as the right and left head started gently licking her face and legs.
Crap. Pheromones, said the middle head as even he bent in and started licking her arms.
I'm for sure that's not how it works.
Pheromones, asked Selfie as she futilely tried to push them away. I've heard of them before, but was... What does that have to do with this?
You're attracted to us, aren't you? Asked the right head.
Selfie nodded bashfully before gasping as he gently licked the back of her neck, sending a shiver through her.
We can tell, we can smell your panties when they're wet.
You're exuding a scent that is calling to us.
Called it!
He called it! Yep.
Said the left head as he started nosing his way under her dress. It's telling us that you're in heat and that you need someone.
I need a hero!
Humans don't go into heat.
I'm holding up for a hero to the end.
They just get boners.
Thank you.
It's gotta be your heart.
It's gotta be
better. It's gotta be better than I. I need a hero to do it.
That's good yogurt. I don't even like humans, and I can't resist, said the middle head as he ran his tongue down the front of her dress and started licking her breast.
It's
like an animalistic instinct that even take over humans, making all reason go out. Well, yeah, panted Selfie, but I don't want this. Not now. Stop. That's your logic center speaking, not your body, said the right head. He looked right into her eyes and said, your booty. Sorry.
Your booty!
Your booty!
Your
yeah,
booty!
Right. Not just the booty.
I like my
booty and the rest of the body.
I like my booty screaming.
Yogurt.
I need a booty!
I'll the body leaning for us to take you and mate with you until you cannot stand anymore.
Oh, geez.
It's hard for us to ignore. And we won't unless you tell us to stop in the way that sounds truly genuine. Selfie's eyes were wide, and her body was trembling with both fear and passion at the thought of what this creature could do to her.
Rip her seven ways from Sunday!
If you don't tell us to stop, we won't, and we'll take you like a bitch in heat.
Jeez.
We can't stop. We won't stop.
Stop, won't stop.
Selfie panted heavily for a few seconds before she slowly reached up and placed her hands on the right head before dragging him in and kissing him on the lips.
Okay.
Of the lips.
Of the lips.
Chowda.
Whose turn now?
It's Chowda's turn, if he can read.
Chowda.
Chowda.
Chow, oh, yeah.
Chowda, you're so beautiful.
Yo, so beautiful.
You're so... Yes, this suddenly turned into a Spike Lee joint. Yo, yo, so beautiful.
She moaned as she threw her dress off. Oh, yes. All three of you are beautiful. Take me and make me yours. She removed...
I love it. Sorry. Keep going.
Yes.
She removed her bra and panties before asking, "What do you want me to do?"
Funny thing, I was going to ask you to keep your bra and panties on.
Just lay there and let us do our thing, said the left head. Selfie smiled. Hold on, I have to take my headphones off. Smiled and closed her eyes as she lay down. Almost at once, she felt three long and warm tongues start to rove about her body. She purred.
His voice is like asphalt being poured into a blender full of glass.
She purred happily as one licked her legs and hips, another roamed, like walked around her stomach and chest, and the third ran over her neck and face.
That's painful to get your neck and face run over.
That like sounds less sexy and more just unpleasant.
It's like they're giving her a shower.
Real talk.
You know what I'm really into during sex? Curb stomping.
Heck yeah. Okay, so like real talk, think about it. How often have you been watching Nickelodeon and you're like, man, I can't wait to get slimed like that?
I got slimed on What Would You Do?
Oh, really?
Yes.
You were actually on that?
Yes.
Produce the episode.
Okay, that's I'll have to find it.
So it's basically like right now what's happening is basically if you had Laza, Precious, and then my parents, Doug, Baco.
Oh, I'm so glad you finished that statement.
I'm imagining them introducing Steve on that show, like, Steve, fanfiction monopoly.
And now introducing Bebo Storts.
Oh, nobody's ever butchered my name that badly in the professional world.
Little snits.
All right, let's keep going, Chowda.
She gently parted her lips as the third tongue ran over her mouth and it gratefully entered. She wrapped her arms around the head and held it tightly as they kissed. How did she taste? Asked the left head as the right head pulled away from her.
Oh, this is creepy as shit.
Pure and innocent.
So the right head with a grin on his face.
How about your side? As sweet as honey.
Sighed the left head happily before he looked over at the middle head. How about you? She tastes like a human! At the middle head, they both stared at him. Where do you at? I'm no good with words!
Thank you, thank you very much, Scooby-Doo.
Sophie giggled as she slowly shut up and asked, are you ready for whatever's next on your agenda?
What the fuck? Is there a schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to continue?
Y'all ready for this?
So Bruce flopped over onto her side and started wagging his tail, as the left head said,
why don't you give us a little fun?
Sophie smiled as she licked her lips and looked down at his hips.
That rhymed. That was great.
She watched in wide-eyed amazement as three long...
No!
Yeah.
Three? She guessed. You have three? You're expecting one in this fanfiction?
Three long black cocks. Why did he call them sheets?
Yeah, he called it.
I imagine it's like the opening of Lion King, only the camera's flipped upside down, and instead of the sun rising, it's the penises descending.
Did we just talk about how Steve just said the penis is descending?
Yep. It's actually, well, it's not
God's second coming.
Fight me. That was great.
Did he fall off his chair?
No, he's fine.
All right. Who's reading now?
He's still...
What?
Burn!
Redhead with a grin. You oh, sorry.
What?
That's the redhead with a grin.
You thought that we had only had three heads up here?
Which one needs the most attention, you, Sylvie? She compared the three.
So she's the rock biter from Never Ending Story now.
She and says she gripped it. Look, no, I missed something.
She's
no,
going it's... grip and sip.
She murmured, her eyes lighting up as she saw the size of the middle one.
This one, definitely.
No.
I'm going to change it halfway through the fanfic.
As she gripped it, the middle head let out a low howl.
Oh,
No, not me! Yes. Get rid of those two perverts! I'm not into humananality!
Humanality! But humananality is probably going to happen soon.
Don't listen to him, Sam.
See the redhead?
Go.
Okay, passing it off to Cameron.
Okay.
It's me screaming literally into the microphone, which is 3 centimeters away from my mouth. Like a dating show host. Like this.
Tell him what well, she's doing, ladies Johnny. And gentlemen.
Oh, damn, it is a Bob Barker mic. How about that?
Can we gladly, said Selfie.
As hey.
She started licking the middle cock, stopping only long enough to spit on her hands and rub them together so she could rub the other two cocks at the same time. All three heads whimpered happily as Selfie ran her hands up and down the outer two cocks while running her tongue around the tip of the middle one, lapping in
up
into pre-cum.
It's pre-cum.
She flicked her tongue against the tip of the other two cocks as well, getting happy yips in response.
Yip, 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 yip.
Selfie giggled and moaned as slowly as she could, went down on the middle cock, making sure to move her tongue around as she sucked on it. So good, moaned the left hand. Very good, moaned the right hand.
Lines.
Oh, God, squeaked the middle head. The other two heads locked and looked at the middle head and snickered. I thought you didn't like humans, sneered the left head. The other two heads laughed until suddenly quickly sucked on their cocks for a second each, and they just gasped and slumped over. Hee hee, not so funny anymore, as is it, panted the middle head. You lucky bastard, moaned the right head. Damn you, groaned. No more fighting, you three, or I'll just stop, said Selfie. No, cried all three heads simultaneously. Good boys, she said as she playfully panted her side and went back to sucking and jerking him off as...
Penis.
Whining and panting became more insistent. His hips started to jerk along while her sucking and rubbing, and she felt three large balls of muscles start to groan along the base of the cocks.
Hold on, I need to unzip my fly and get my cock out, because this is getting really hot.
You know, they have an ointment for that, Steve.
Yeah, it's called, Icy Hot. Rub that shit on your dick.
Don't do that.
God!
Friday Night Fan Fiction is not an advocate of rubbing Icy Hot on your dick.
This stuff sucks. Don't let Shaq's face fool you.
Why not an advocate of putting Gold Bond extra strength on your balls?
Why did I just read on Imgur today somebody who jerked off with Nair and liked it because then they didn't have to shave their cocks?
It still burns! Oh, God!
Sounds painful and terrible.
Yum.
Ooh, that's a good...
I'm gonna shoot myself with a t-shirt,
then. Then you get a free t-shirt.
Yeah, but it's like in my trachea.
I'd be alright.
What's going on, she asked. That's the knot, said the left head. It ties us to the female, said the
right
head.
Currently.
Yeah. Come on, you act like you've never looked at furry porn.
I haven't.
A lot of people have never looked at furry porn, Dave, because we don't get off on it.
Look, Robin Hood was a gateway drug for all you little furlets out there.
Even for... people have never seen furry porn. Steve, you've read plenty of terrible fanfic. You should know what a knot is by now.
Yeah, seriously, I kid you not.
Is it bad?
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it right now. So the middle head, Selfie shrugged and kept going. She was able to take the whole middle cock into her mouth and up to the knot and kept up rubbing the other two. She moaned as she pulled off the middle cock and licked around the knot. Come on, she moaned. You all know, you know, I know, you're all close. Let me taste you. She licked the tips of all three cocks, one after another, going back and forth along the three, while wildly rubbing her hands up and down them and surrounding the middle one with her breasts.
Okay, just interject. If you replace the penis stuff here with Neapolitan ice cream, you know, the chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, it's pretty damn sexy.
Okay. Steve, your fetishes need to stay themselves.
She licked the tips of all three different flavors.
She gave head to chocolate.
All right, finish the paragraph, please.
She felt them all start to twitch at the same time and quickly covered the middle one with her mouth. Just as they all started to shoot their seed, all three heads hollowed and all three cocks shot their cum all over.
Pew, 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 pew.
Sorry.
Selfie and into her mouth. She swallowed all she could, but it was too much for her, and she finally pulled off the last few strands flying into her face. She giggled as she looked down at herself. I'm a mess, she said happily as she pronounced to lick herself clean.
Two things. Number one, glad she released, because I would not have wanted to hear how it graphically came out her nose. And
which would have happened.
And B, proceeding to lick herself clean. What is she, a fucking cat?
No, I laughed so hard came out my nose.
All right, Sean.
Cerberus panted as he slowly got up in a sitting position and followed suit. Not bad, human, rumbled the metalhead. You may just force me to change my position about your kind.
Doggy style.
What a cockwad. He just got blown by an actually not that unattractive woman. And he's like,
yep, he said that exact words.
Yep.
That's about as close to a compliment as you're going to get from that hard head, said the left head. I loved it personally. As did I, said the right head. You have a very loving touch about you. You're, how to put this, you're even more special than the last girl who attempted to gain our help through these means. I'm not the first for you, asked Selfie, sounding disappointed. You're the first who's even tried in over 1,000 years, said the middle head.
Wow.
And the first who's come anywhere near succeeding in over 10,000... Ah, shit.
10,000 years, that's a lot.
In 10,000 years, I'm free!
It's time to blow in her face!
Near succeeding in over 100,000 years, said the right head. What we're trying to say here is that you're the best we've had in a very long time, said the left head, as Cerberus pounced on her and the three heads licked her face. Hey, giggled Selfie. That tickles! Stop it! She painfully tried to push him off, but allowed him to push her to the ground. She smiled up at him as she felt his hips thrusting at her. Who's first? She asked sweetly. Lefty, said the right head.
No objection from me.
I'm cool with that, said the left head happily as Selfie grabbed his already hard cock and guided it to her channel. Come on in, big boy, she cooed as she felt his cock slowly start to part her lower lips. She planted her feet firmly on the ground as she started to thrust her hips up to meet him. So tight, groaned the left head as Cerberus started to really thrust his left cock into her. I hate being left out, said the right head as he bent down and started kissing Selfie. She wrapped her arms around his head and happily kissed him back, letting their tongue twirl and dance together. Guess I'll do this then, grumbled the metal head as he leaned in and started licking her breasts. Selfie moaned and sobbed happily as Cerberus did everything he could to make their coupling as an extremely pleasurable experience.
Sobbed happily?
You've just got such a good dick.
It's so... It's majestic.
Cerberus continued thrusting away into Selfie's tight pussy. And she can feel the lump of muscle starting to bang up against her lips. She moaned loudly with each attempt to get it in her and spread her legs open wider to give it more of a chance. Almost in there, grunted the left head as she was forced to push harder and harder as the knot got bigger and bigger. With one funnel hard thrust, the knot entered Sophie's pussy.
Sloop!
She screamed in orgasm as the huge knot worked its way deeper and deeper into her, stretching her channel to capacity.
Next thing, it was in her stomach!
And then Bo Radley put it... No, never mind, that's a different joke. Yeah.
The left head howled triumphantly as he thrust hard into her and shot his seed into her womb. Sophie cried out as she felt his cum filling her up, the knot making sure that it stayed there. The left head panted and said, "Wow, I didn't think you'd actually be able to take my knot like that."
As the whole cum filling her up, I just imagined the cartoony cash sound, ding, 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 of a gas pump going.
Sophie playfully squeezed the cock that was still embedded in her and said, "It wasn't easy, but oh my god, does it feel good."
It wasn't easy being crazy choose tums.
You can pull out now.
No, I can't.
Not really, said the right head. He's tied to you for a while, so why don't you just relax and enjoy the feeling of that knot sitting in you for a few minutes.
Minutes?
But I have to pee!
I guess I don't have much of a choice in the matter, sighed Sophie. She looked at the middle head, which still seemed a little upset about the whole situation. She smiled and grabbed him and pulled
him
in.
As she grabbed him
and pulled him in. "Hey," she said, "get rid of that scowl and kiss me already."
"All right, you're good. Great read."
"What?"
asked the middle head. "No, I still... But I told you I don't like humans."
"What?"
said Sophie. "Don't you think you can kiss better than him?" Or should I do like the sassy? "Don't you think you can kiss better than him?"
"Don't you think you can kiss better than ham?"
Yep. The middle head stiffened. He seemed to be having a big internal conflict for a minute before he roared, "I'll show you how to kiss!"
Oh, God.
And then he sucked her soul through her mouth.
He bent his head in and forced his tongue into her mouth. Sophie just smiled as she kissed him back and winked at the other two heads. How do you smile while kissing? Isn't that like...
Especially when it's that intense, when he's literally grabbing your head with two hands and shoving his face in yours.
Anyway, they continued to kiss until Cerberus managed to pull his left cock from her. Sophie groaned as she felt it pop out of her and looked over at it. So, ooh, there it goes. Her eyes widened when she saw just how big the nut was. It was the size of a softball.
Jesus Christ! That's bigger than a fist.
And it had been even bigger when it was stuck in her, so the size of a bowling ball or a volleyball
She gave birth to a softball.
Oh my god, this is John Madden's nativity story of how footballs are birthed.
See, God comes down and he touches a woman in her vagina. Boom! Christ!
She reached down and carefully scooped up a little of the cum that was flowing out of her. So, like, I guess they gauge her by pressure now. She brought it in, brought it to her face and lapped it up. Like, I'm about to lap this up.
She shoots cum out at a whopping 200 PSI.
That's incredible.
10 gallons a minute.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
Sweet, she said. Are you next, my reluctant friend? Sort of, said the right head. Get on your hands and knees. We're going to do what I said we'd do. We're going to take you like a bitch.
Well, see, the problem here is that the right head is actually gay. So he doesn't like Sophie. He's being put in an uncomfortable position. That's not cool.
And this character
analysis
is getting very deep.
No. The middle head was a reluctant one.
The other two really wanted to get it, Sophie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Three cocks, three different ideas. Asked Sophie, even as she got onto her hands and knees and playfully wiggled her butt at him. You're not planning on taking me along with him, are you? She smiled as she said, are you sure that's such a good idea?
No, but we're going to do it anyway.
Wow.
It's not really that great, but whatever, man. Fuck it.
So the
I got
right
a drink
head,
in my hand.
As Cerberus easily mounted her. You know, the dog's like 900 pounds and she weighs 12. Wrapping his large paws around her hips and holding her in place. Fine, then, said Sophie happily as she felt Cerberus slowly thrust his hips up against her and felt one of his cocks slip into her pussy. So one of them just slips
only
in.
Only one?
One softball size knot just slips right in. She moaned softly as she reached back and guided the middle cock up to her rear entrance.
Booty.
It's a poop pusher. Come on, she said. Push it in!
Oh, God.
Push it!
You heard the lady.
Ow!
Said the left head. It's not good manners to refuse so polite a request, said the right head. Whatever, muttered the middle head. But he howled happily as the tip of his cock pushed its way into her tight hole.
Oh, God. Look, Mom, no lube.
Look, Mom, no free holes. Selfie grunted in pain from taking such a huge cock in her ass, but she just bit her bottom lip and started pushing back onto both of them.
Don't move yet,
she hissed as Cerberus started thrusting at her. Let me get used to your size first. God, you're huge. She balled her hands into fists as she continued to push back until both of the cocks were fully embedded inside of her. She was panting heavily and said, just hold it there for a minute, please. I'm imagining Duel of the Fates music happening right now.
What a goal! Da da! What a
Just enough! Pop those two dicks! Put it in her butt right now.
Got two penis in both holes right now.
Watch out for that knot, it will get you how.
Oh my God, it's so huge, stop it now.
You can't stop it, you are just a cow.
Sure, said the right head as the left head leaned in and nuzzled her neck. Meanwhile, rather close by. Meanwhile, in Gotham. Squall had finally had enough. This is ridiculous, he snarled. Are you sure you're reading that map right? Next up is David.
Oh, man. I gotta do this. Yeah, said Quistis. There should be a staircase coming up soon. We'll
God,
go up that, and then we'll be there.
Is she a robot in some sort of history museum?
She dashed away before Squall could get a look at the map, knowing that she couldn't trick him anymore and hoping that Selfie was having a good time. She came to a screeching halt when she got to the staircase because she could only see Selfie getting it from behind by the large three-headed dog. I got a drink, don't I? Fuck. It's good.
He said that he died.
Come on, you two, she said, hoping to distract them. She's up there. She veritably shoved them up the stairs, giving one last look back before licking her lips and running after them. I'm ready, sighed Selfie. God. Even as she watched Quistis hurl Zell and Squall upstairs, she didn't care who knew about her anymore, as long as Cerberus fucked her.
Fuck me! Please!
I wouldn't have it any other way! Growled the right head as Cerberus started to slowly thrust into her. Selfie whimpered in ecstasy as she felt both cocks moving back and forth in her.
Chugged!
She moaned as she started to get delirious with pleasure.
So fucking good. Fuck me harder, you bastard. Give it to me.
Thank you, Thing Girl Squad.
What was the middle head?
That's the old guy from Family Guy.
No, this is the old guy from Family Guy. Except I can't do the whistle because I don't have fat lips.
I'm doing it with my tongue, stupid piece of shit.
Oh, fighting words. All right, good stuff. What did we decide the middle head was?
The middle head was Palpatine.
Emperor Palpatine.
Was that a challenge?
Snarled the middle head.
Oh, shut up and do what she says.
Oh, wait. Fuck.
I thought you were going for the old guy.
Oh, shut up and do what she says, grunted the right head. Selfie slowly reached her hand back, started stroking that left cock, feeling bad that it was left out of the proceedings.
Oh, God, hissed the left head. That old guy, how you two feel? She's got my vote.
We're so fucking joining her, said the right head. Take another drink. Fucky, fuck, fuck, fuck beans.
Shut up and fuck her,
howled the middle head.
So fucking tight, unreal.
Cerberus thrust his hips faster and faster into her. Eventually, he was thrusting so fast and powerfully that her arm gave out on her and she just laid on the floor. Her breast mashed into the cold metal, but she could... Shit. She refused to stop stroking the left cock. The left head was whimpering happily as the middle head growled and the right head grunted. So it was like,
All together.
Selfie just moaned inside until she felt the two cocks not start to bump up against her.
They can fit!
She panted more to herself than anyone else. Her moans became more insistent until she was screaming,
"Let him fit! Push them in! I want to feel it for real! Ram them in!"
This is scary.
Can do! Roared the right-headed server as the thrust continued to get more powerful, as he tried desperately to tie with her.
Almost!
Now he's Cobra Commander now. Growled the middle head. Push harder, insisted the left head. Sophie felt both the knots start to slip into her before Cerberus pushed forward with such force that both of his knots plunged into her, making the previous sentence completely unnecessary. Her eyes widened before she let out a piercing shriek that reverberated through the entire building with her orgasm.
What the hell was that?
Asked Seifer as five heads turned to face down the hallway towards the stairs leading down.
Oh, crap, said Syl. Sophie!
Okay, Dave, good job.
Hooray!
Also, I'm sorry I did this, because I'm fucking that dog peen, I'm a-ticking both those cocks like a champ in both my holes, defying the laws of anatomy, I've got two knots in me, one in the veg, and one in my butthole, I'm gonna come, there's no stopping me, I'm creaming all the time! 200 PSI, that's why they call me Miss Fire Hydrant! I'm rocketing through the sky! I'm gonna make a double donkey pet out of you!
Don't stop her! Have a good time!
Does that deserve a bravo or?
Bravo, Steve! Oh.
Hey, I wrote that while you were reading, Dave.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
All right, passing it off to Logan.
I just wanted to read.
You can read, Logan. Do you mind if Chowder reads first or no?
Logan, I have to control F anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Dave, are we going to be recording all of these songs on the side?
We've got to now. We have to.
You guys got to.
Don't worry, said Quistis. I'm sure she's fine. Idiot smirked as she shared a look with Quistis and said, I think you should worry about yourselves. She's right, said Squall angrily. We'll worry about Selfie later. We're here to get rid of you. Are you okay? Asked the left head. Never better, sobbed Selfie as tears streamed down her face. Finish it! Are you...
Dialogue started the right head.
Don't!
Screamed Selfie. She started thrusting her hips back at Cerberus, grunting in pain and pleasure as she felt the knot...
Knots.
The knots moved deeper into her. Oh, I said move!
I hope you don't live with people.
He does. He
oh, well, great.
Take care of me.
He's underage.
Oh, even better. Please continue.
You heard her challenge, growled the middle head happily as Cerberus thrust his cocks, plural, as far into her as they could go.
Why is Sophie's- this read by William Shatner?
Am I clipping
her? Awesome. Good?
You're good.
No, it's good. Yeah, you sound great. I'm just wondering why it's being read by William Shatner.
This is not William Shatner. Okay, this is the Emperor of Vegentopia.
I like it. Continue. There's our episode title. The Emperor of Vegentopia.
Yes.
As far into her as they could go, Sophie screamed again as her muscles clamped down on both of the cocks and her hand gripped the other one tightly. Three heads howled loudly as all three cocks came, splashing Sophie's womb, ass, and body with their hot cum. Sophie's body completely shut down as she passed out, muttering, so good. If we ever meet again, we'll have to do this again. Well, she seems to have handled herself well, said Quistis, as she slowly entered the room and started gathering Selfie's clothes.
Well, so many wells in that sentence. It's almost like...
Rap and Ronnie Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's a very deep thought, those wells.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, it's that guy. What's up, man?
Announcing my entrance with a pun the only way I know how.
You missed the Nighthorse sing-along, which happened about 10 minutes ago.
Nighthorse sing-along starring some dude named Steve.
and some guy named Hub.
Hey, I got my actual real name in there. Cool.
You like her, aren't you? Asked the middle head. Sort of, said Quistus. Don't get me wrong, you are one hot hunk of monster flesh, but I mostly deal with monsters who will help me gain new blue magic.
Balls, I mean magic.
Balls, indeed.
Bulls, 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 bulls.
A blue mage, said the left head, nodding. Makes sense. It'll make you happy to know that we'll join you as a guardian force. A boy in his... No. Whatever, said Quistus with a shrug. As long as she isn't going to be hurt this time, I'm okay! She understands what's going on this time, said the right head. Wait, if you're here, where are the others? Oh yeah, said Quistus, after we defeated Edea. A few necessary plot points went on. I'm literally describing the story right now. And everyone pretty much forgot about Selfie. I quietly slipped a... What?
Keep going.
What? What?
I quietly slipped away.
Yeah.
I quietly slipped away, and now I'm here to take her back to Balam Garden. I hope you don't mind.
I do mind. Now your reading is up. Logan?
Okay. Okay, Steve. My reading is
going. Okay. And Tony, you're going to be after that. Okay? Okay.
Okay. I'm okay. Okay. I think I can handle that, though. I will need what I'm reading.
Okay.
Those are two letters.
Just do a
control.
Do a control F on
dick knuckle.
I'm about
control F is four letters.
It's not like we can really let her go.
Well, it's not like we can really.
No. Wait.
You said I was reading.
You sounded like Tony.
We can't keep our co-host straight because we're bad at our show.
I'm drinking for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are. Fuck, goddamn. After, fuck. Well, it's not like we can really let her just go. Not like we can really let her go just yet, said the middle head. She's kind of clamped down right as she passed out. And then there's the question about our knots. Well, I can wait, said Kistis with a shrug as she sat down on the bench, flipping through the player's guide that she still had. Selfie's body trembled a little in the cold air as Cerberus gently lay down on her, covering her with his furry body. He tried to pull out a little, eliciting a couple of soft moans from her. Don't wake her, whispered Kistis. Let her sleep. Easy for you to say, said the left head quietly. All three heads licked their lips as Cerberus gently placed his front paws on her shoulders as he pulled back. Selfie groaned a little as a cock slowly exited her with a small pop.
Pop!
Pop.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Doggy porn, doggy porn, doggy porn,
doggy porn. Tell her we'll gladly take her up on her offer if we ever meet again, said the right head as Cerberus started to vanish. The left head nodded happily as the middle head snorted and looked away. Keister smiled and nodded as she slowly reached out and scooped up Selfie in her arms. She quickly walked over to the small glowing orb and touched it. Do you want to save your game? Asked the orb. No, said Kistis. Nida, can you hear me? Barely, said Nida's voice over the orb. What's up? Can you send me and Selfie directly to her room, please? Asked Kistis as she crossed her fingers. I'll try, said Nida. Thanks, said Kistis as she closed her eyes and felt herself and Selfie being transported away.
Who the hell is Nida?
Man, I don't know. I didn't play that shit-ass game.
No, that person is not actually in the game.
Yes, he is. He's like just an NPC, and he's the one that's the navigator for Balam Garden once it becomes like floating.
I'll tell you.
You're the nerd.
So we just because all I played it
need
when
a
I
hint. Just all need a hint.
Need it. Mm-hmm. Oh dear God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Get over the multiple vagina pops.
Multiple vagina pops.
They come in all different flavors.
Penis and dog penis.
And also minotaur penis.
Yeah. I thought it was like chocolate, watermelon. Strawberry. Oh, wow. No, I thought it was chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
No, it's penis, minotaur penis, dog
That's
penis.
Only if the dog's name is Napoleon.
Hang on. Val, can you say vanilla again?
Vanilla.
Okay. That's how you said it the first time.
Hedgehog, chimpanzee, and grape.
Echidna for your four penis halves.
Everything has to come in grape flavor for people who hate grapes.
Thanks. Said Easter says she closed her eye. Oh, wait. Fuck, I already read that. I forgot where I was.
Eat.
Thanks, Ronnie Reagan.
Weird.
She slowly opened her eyes again inside with relief as she saw what they were, indeed, in Selfie's room. I've got to get Headmaster Sid to give that boy a raise, she said with a smile as she gently put Selfie on her bed. She covered her with her blankets and kissed her on the forehead before writing and leaving a note that she couldn't miss, explaining what happened. I'll see you around, little sister. Oh, right, they are sisters. I forgot about that.
Not really, but yeah.
No, they are, said Kisses with a smile as she watched Selfie for minutes before quietly leaving. Selfie's eyes drifted open as Kisses left and watched her friend's butt as she walked away. And at this rate, I may see more of you soon, big sis.
Oh, those vagina pops.
Is this movie over yet?
No, it's almost.
Selfie with a grin as she turned and fell asleep. Part 3 of 3.
Starting with Tony.
I'm telling you that I think it's a good idea to check this out.
Oh, thanks, Woody Allen.
Said Selfie as she flipped through the 4 occult magazines that Squall had collected over the adventure. Why are you even paying attention to that tripe?
Why Squall? Are you even saying tripe? Because it's not kosher.
I don't believe any of it. It wasn't in any of the magazines. I don't even know where you found these things. I mean, I swear to God. If you didn't believe in it, why did you take them in the first place? Asked Selfie as she folded her arms. She's got you there, said Quistis. You did. Just pick up that 4th magazine a few minutes ago. Squall, glad. That's her.
Oh, you were going to slip either into Christopher Walken or Jason Alexander. I didn't know which one you were going to do.
You are an eggplant. Holy fuck. I don't understand. She threw her hands up and said, hey, I don't believe any of this any more than you do, but she is right.
Look, said Selfie, they say we need more high-level remedies, which we have. A bunch of steel pipes. We have more than a few. And some Marlboro tentacles. Ooh.
Is that a remedy?
Tentacles.
That's like, Asian medicine equivalent, like the exotic limbs of
something. We are willing to give you a tentacle and Marlboro.
No, those are tentacles made out of cigarettes, actually.
Yeah. It's made out of art.
So cigarettes.
Are smoking a toffee.
Very outsider art about saying how cigarettes kill you.
But cigarettes
from the inside. We don't have any Marlboro tentacles, said Squall. Besides, I doubt we just need them. We already have the Solomon's ring that we got from the Tears Point, said Selfie. Let's just get a bunch of those tentacles and then we can get a new girlfriend. GF, Guardian Force, whatever the fuck that acronym stands for.
Guardian Force. or
girlfriend.
Or girls fucked. No, girls fucked because that's what's happening.
Girls fucked.
Like Squall and placed and his in hand on his forehead and said, no,
this is stupid. They're occult magazines. It's all garbage. If you want to, go do it yourself.
You're so close to Metalocalypse, it's not even...
I'm trying to imagine Gak turn into Metalocalypse.
Well, fine, said Selfie angrily. We'll go do it then, without you, right, guys?
Nathan, I have the questions.
Shut up. Shut up, Squeeze. Nobody gives a fuck.
Let him talk, man. Let him talk.
Murder Vice, I swear to God, if you say one more thing, I'm going to slap you in your face.
Aww.
And scene. She looked quietly around and saw that none of the others were looking at her. Guys?
Is it John Cleese?
I don't know. It wasn't.
But just go. Just go. Just
I'm going to go with it. Guys? She asked quietly. Sorry, Selfie, but I agree with Squall, said Idea. Those magazines are just trash, as is the news in them. No way am I fighting more Marlboros, said Zell. It was bad enough trying to get the damn things for Quistis' weapon and that blue magic of her shit, yo.
Okay, Scout.
Just give it up, Selfie, said Irvine.
It's not worth the trouble.
Selfie looked at Quistis, who she was sure would go along with her, but Quistis just shook her head and left the room. What a bitch. Watching Quistis abandon her when Selfie needed her the most felt like a slap in the face. Right, said Selfie calmly. I'll just go by myself and get this girlfriend. And I'll make sure she knows that you all suck. She quickly left the room before any of them could see her crying and ran down the hallway of the Esther Hotel they were staying in. She only stopped when she got out of the hotel and suddenly realized how much of an ass she had been. This had better work, or they'll never let me live it down, she sighed as she hurried off out of Estar. Squall sighed as he looked out the window, watching Selfie run off. This is so stupid, he said as he turned around just in time to miss a shadowy figure run out of the hotel and chase after Selfie. Why am I doing this again? Selfie asked herself as she wandered around the Estar wasteland trying to find a Marlboro. She had gotten enough tips from Quistis on how to go about getting blue magic components to be confident in her abilities, but she wasn't having any luck finding any Marlboros. She took a tentative step forward, and the world blurred and swirled for a second, forcing her to close her eyes or become dizzy. She slowly opened her eyes, expecting to see another caterpillar along with a pair of cockatrices, so she was more than a little freaked out when she saw a behemoth roaring in front of her. I can't take that thing on by myself, she shrieked. She immediately turned and tried to run, but found it impossible to leave. Come on, she wailed. L2, R2! For whatever reason, I have buttons on my body! What the fuck is this mess?
It's a very fourth wall breaking fic.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
Now you do.
Squarely. And the face. Okay. She kept trying to run until she saw a huge bar hanging over her head that read, Can't escape! Open parentheses. I'm such a dick.
You know what? We've got time, so read until the end of the page.
You got it.
We've got plenty.
Close parentheses. The figure that had been following Selfie looked up from behind the rock that she was hiding behind. Damn it! She hissed. Selfie's never really tried anything with a true monster before, and her first is a behemoth? This won't be pretty unless she's really good. Selfie trembled with fear as the behemoth snarled at her and took a step forward with its front paws. Selfie took a step backward and whimpered. She looked directly into the behemoth's eyes, saw that it was looking her up and down.
Up and down!
You sure it wasn't left to right? Sacred, Minotaur, Cerberus, give me strength, she mumbled before taking a small step forward. The behemoth hadn't expected that and roared at her.
Roar!
Thank you.
Growl.
Howl noise. Selfie fought down every impulse she had to scream and cower as spittle and hot breath that smelled of raw meat flew past her.
Ooh.
Easy there, you huge monster that could bite me in half with no problem, she said tremulously. Tremulously?
Yep.
Some good words.
As she took another small step forward. I'm not going to fight you, so please don't kill me.
Okay.
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 That's the end of the page.
Oh, it is?
Hooray!
Oh, yeah. It's 9:40. We normally go until 10. We can either end early or we can continue.
End early! I'm dying over here! I drank too much alcohol!
Yeah. Does anybody want us to continue and read, like, again, or...
Hi, my name is Logan, and I say no.
okay.
Brushfire, as much as the idea of you dying of alcohol poisoning does amuse me right now, I'm gonna side with you and say let's end early, even though I've only been here for about 20 minutes.
I will lift the restraining order tomorrow.
Why not tonight, man?
There's no one. I gotta find a justice of the peace.
Tonight. So you can get within 500 feet.
Waiting for tonight.
Whoa! I don't want.
I fought with the judge for so long.
You see, the judge, like, all the judges here are really pissy if you bother them after 9.
Especially that red guy. He doesn't seem to respond well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you to all of our readers.
Hooray!
Roy, Logan, Cameron, David, Spencer, Dave. Sean, Tony, and myself, and the referee, Val. Actually, Val,
is not you.
Do you want to read a page as recompense?
No.
No.
No. No. There's not enough alcohol in the world to make it stop.
But I don't mind. Whichever.
I'll let her read a page next time.
God damn it!
Next time! Down, not now!
Brushfire, angry!
Brushfire, I just yell about everything. I do.
That's my shtick. It's what I am.
You guys have anything to add before we go away?
Tonight.
In the immortal words of David Hubbard, rape is not a good thing.
It's not.
In the immortal words of Hulk, quoting David Hubbard,
rape is not a good thing, puny human.
Wait. I must address something. Why does your Hulk sound like Mr. Satan Macho Man Randy Savage?
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Level 99, Fanfic Nation. Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.